Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to awaken, to inspire, to awaken the world to the universal truth of oneness. Science and spirituality are both telling us that we are all connected, that we're all one. So what you do to another person, you're literally doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is Speak Up for Real Hope with World Peace Clown Susan Carew. Susan was going to be connecting with us from live from Australia. Actually, this would be our second show with Susan. I have been trying to reach Susan via the internet channels, email, Facebook, and Skype for the past half hour and have not been able to reach her. So she is in Australia on the other side of the world, so I'm not exactly sure why she wasn't able to connect to the show, but I decided in the moment, even though we're supposed to have a live guest from Australia that is not with us live at the moment, never know, she may still connect with us. But I said, you know what, I am going to go with the flow. I'm going to be in the moment, in the now moment, and still have a show. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest that we were supposed to have live from Australia. Suzanne is a world peace clown. She is working on programs for children, which is amazing. She really has a program to teach children peace and oneness. And today's topic, today she was going to tell us all about that program that she is trying to get incorporated in the schools in Australia. I have done a show before with Suzanne and truly connected with her. I feel like she and I, we are so much in sync. We resonate on oneness and peace, and we've read many of the same books. She and I have Skyped for several hours at a time. We've become very close friends over the past few weeks, and I'm sure that, you know, if she's not able to connect with us live today, we will schedule this program with her. What I thought I'd like to share with my listeners is my journey the past 18 months. And it's been almost 18 months to the day where Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night, 1:30 a.m., and said to me, just do it. The just do it was to start internet radio podcast, which I had no idea of how to do that at the time, and also to found a nonprofit foundation in my son's memory. Actually, the anniversary of my son's transition just passed a few days ago. My son transitioned on July 1st, 2014. So a few days ago was the second anniversary of his transition. But in his honor, his name was Kyle. He actually gave me that name he told me what to name him before he was born in a dream. And the name Kyle stands for Keep Your Light Expanding. So I have founded a nonprofit foundation called the Kyle Foundation, which means to keep your light expanding. And the mission of the Kyle Foundation is the same as the radio show, which is to help inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. I think that is so key in awakening to truth, is awakening to the universal fact that we are all one. We are all literally connected. And what you do to another person, you are literally doing it to yourself. So that is my mission and my goal. And I just want to share with you my journey the past 18 months. Like I said, Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night 18 months ago and said, do these things. I had no idea at the time how to do any of it. Thank God for Google. So I just got on Google that night and Googled, how do I start an internet podcast radio show? At that time, I didn't even know it was called a podcast. I just called it internet radio. I love the fact that it is a podcast, because with podcasting, you are able to record a live show and have live listeners, as well as if someone misses that episode, that show live, they can listen to that show anytime, any place, anywhere, long as they have a computer. So that's what I love about internet radio / podcasting. And I've learned a lot more about it since I've been doing the show. I've had tonight's show is number 44, my 44 show, and I have had amazing guests in all walks of life, in all fields. I've had amazing speakers, authors, a medical doctor, scientists. I've had a comedian. I had dancers. I've had a yoga instructor. I'm just looking through my list of some of the thing with my guests. Some of them are very well known. Reverend Michael Beckwith, who founded the Agape International Spiritual Center in L.A., and I was invited to their celebration last year. He was my guest last May 2015, and he invited me out to L.A., which was my first time going to the West Coast. And I had such an amazing time. I can't even put it into words, but what I experienced when I was at the Agape Revelation celebration last year, what I experienced there is the essence of what I would like to bring here in the Poconos where I live with the Kyle Foundation Center. I would love to see the Kyle Foundation Center be very similar to Agape in the sense that a place where people can come of all walks of life. It doesn't matter what your religion is, but a place you can come and be yourself and learn more about oneness and learn more about who we really are, which are aspects of God. We are divine sparks of God. Can never be separated from God. And so I just want a place here in the Poconos, because I love the Poconos. I've been living here 25 years. I do want to travel more, but I call the Poconos home. I just feel so at peace here. So I've had well-known guests like Reverend Michael and I'm trying to look at my Dr. Bruce Lipton. I'm just going through my roster of guests. Dr. Dean Radin. Let's see. Just going through some of my guests, the amazing guests. All of my guests, Dr. Larry Dossey, author of One Mind. Musicians. I've had a musician. I've had the artist. Akiana was on a few weeks ago. And she's a child prodigy that has been really inspiring the world with her art since she was 4 years old. She's 21 now, but since she was four, she has been inspiring the world with her artwork. So many amazing, amazing guests. Lynn McTaggart, who actually, it was Lynn McTaggart whose statement in What the Bleep inspired my awakening. The statement she made while I was watching the film What the Bleep was, the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separateness. And when she made that statement, something inside of me woke up. I mean, seriously, it was not from an intellectual standpoint. It was from a spiritual and a heartfelt understanding of oneness that inspired my awakening to the truth of oneness. We just had so many. Oh, Marianne Williamson was on the show recently. So many, many well-known authors, speakers, and scientists, also what you would call people that are not so well known but have the understanding of oneness, that know the understanding. So for me, it's not how well known you are. I am now getting more and more emails from all over the world of people who would like to be a guest on the show. Matter of fact, that's how Suzanne got in touch with me. She emailed me from Australia, and I had her on a couple of months ago. So many of my guests now are contacting me, which is a good feeling, because truly, if you understand oneness, and not just understand it on an intellectual level, because that's not, you know, living it is what this show is all about. Just inspiring others to live the truth of oneness from a moment to moment, because it is a moment to moment practice. When you are living your life day by day and things happen unexpectedly, how we deal with those things on a moment to moment basis kind of gauges where we are with our oneness, with our living oneness. Understanding that there is nothing outside of you. There is no one outside of you. You're all divine. You're all connected to God. Can't be separated from God. So when something happens that was unexpected, maybe unpleasant in the moment, how you react to that? Do you react to it from your ego mind? Because ego mind will tell us that person's separate from us. I should judge that person. I should say that person's wrong. That's all from your ego mind. Your soul, your higher self, would tell you, no, that is just another aspect of you. And not only is that an aspect of you, but you created it. That's the other thing that I love about awakening, is understanding you take all your power back because you understand that you created that situation. Everything you're experiencing, you are creating, no one else. You're not a victim of life. You are creating your life experience, everything. Everything that person said or did, you wrote the script for that person to say or do that. So it's really important. That takes us back. That takes back all of the power. All of the power is in our hands. And when you know that all of the power, your life is completely in your control because you are sovereign. You're a sovereign being, and you're creating this life experience. That's what it is. It's a life experience. It's just a dream of your creation. And your higher self knows exactly why. You may not remember why. And it's not necessary to remember why you created this dream, but to understand that it is a dream that you're creating and you you are in complete control. It just changes your whole life completely. You start living more from your heart center. You'll start living more from the passions, the things you love to do. You'll do more of them. So just being in contact with these guests is made, you know, every guest I've had, I've connected with, and I just feel like now we're all family. And the other wonderful thing that's happened to me recently is I have the honor now of working with Humanities Team. Humanities Team is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Neil Donald Walsh. Neil is the author of the Conversations with God book series, and he founded about 13, 14 years ago Humanities Team, and the mission of Humanities Team is to awaken the world to the truth of oneness. The same exact mission as Awake to Oneness Radio and the Kyle Foundation. And I have now have the honor of working side by side with Humanities Team. So it's I'm over the moon with with being happy, because I'm doing what I love to do. And I'm just following spirit. And I had no idea 18 months ago when I decided to really walk out in faith and spirit and just do what spirit was nudging me to do. I had no idea these things were going to happen. And that's how that works, too. You don't know where spirit is leading you, but you do know when spirit is leading you. And it's just up to you to take that first step. And a lot of times that first step can be the most scary step, because you're like, okay, what will happen if I do this? I don't have the resources. I don't have the support from family or friends. I don't have the money. I don't have the education. Your mind, your ego mind, your conscious mind will think of all excuses as why not to follow spirit. But when you know and trust in your heart that spirit will never lead you wrong, it will always lead you exactly where you're supposed to be. Also, you know, since we don't have a guest tonight, I'm not sure exactly what happened with Susan. I'll communicate with her in the next few days, and we'll reschedule her coming on to the show. But I would like to open up, if I have any live listeners right now, and if anyone has any questions that they might want to ask, I'll be sure to try to my best to answer. If anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1083. I'll say that again. The number is not familiar to me. The call-in number to the show is 347-857-1083. Also, another thing I wanted to mention is many of my guests have been inspired, had their awakening inspired by A Course in Miracles. I first heard of the book A Course in Miracles in 2009. It was my ex-sister-in-law, my ex-husband's sister. She and I were talking, and she mentioned to me, she asked me, did I ever hear of the book A Course in Miracles? And at that time, I had never heard of it. So I did go to the library. I checked it out. I had difficulty reading it. I mean, it just didn't flow to me, like Conversations with God and The Power of Now, one of my favorite books, and other books that I've read that's just I was able to read and then just go with the flow. With A Course in Miracles, it was difficult for me. So I actually didn't read it. I returned it to the library unread. But the thing I want to mention here is so many of my guests have been inspired by the Course in Miracles. It has inspired their awakening. So I highly recommend the book, even though I haven't read it myself. But also that also shows that there are more than one, there is more than one mini path to lead you to awakening, to your own truth. Because I also, I say that many times on the show. Oh, I have a caller from the 603 area code. Okay, let's bring on a caller. Hi. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Caroline. It's John. How are you?
Hi, John.
Yes.
Amazing. This is my dear friend, John Smallman from Vermont. Also a former guest on Awake to Oneness Radio. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sorry your guest was unable to connect this evening. That's a little bit of a disappointment for you and all our listeners.
Oh, well, you know what? It's okay because I, you know what? I said I kind of got the feeling when I, like I said, I was trying, she was connecting live from Australia. And when I wasn't able to connect with her email, Skype, or Facebook, half an hour before the start of the show, I kind of sensed, something might have happened and she's not able to connect. And she's on the other side of the world.
That's right.
I can't really pick up the phone and call her. So I said to myself, you know what? This is Spirit saying, go with the flow. You know, what happens is supposed to happen. Everything, and like Susan is a very good dear friend of mine now, like you are. I love that I'm becoming such good friends with my guests. And she and I, we communicate at least once a week. So
great.
I'm sure when she's able to communicate what happened, it'll be fine. So I said to myself, you know what? I am going to still do my show. I've forgot to also mention to the listeners that I was trying to recall all the things that have happened for me over the past 18 months. And one of the other things that has happened is I now also co-host a second show on Mondays on Awakening Together Radio with David Dove Fishman, who is also a teacher of the Course in Miracles. I was about
right,
to share
right, you interviewed
with,
him on this program, didn't you?
Yes, I have. I've interviewed him. Many of the guests on this program are students or teachers, really, of A Course in Miracles. So
right.
I just want to, even though I am not personally a student of the Course, but the Course has brought so many people to, inspired so many people to awaken to the truth of oneness. And that's what the Course is about, really. Is that we're
it's
all
a great
one.
Course, that. Yeah, I've been studying it and reading it and discussing it with friends in a group in Woodstock, Vermont, since 2004, and it has made a great difference in my life. It's brought me so much peace and contentment. But what I found in the group is quite a lot of people have difficulty with the language. It's heavy going for lots of people. And recently somebody recommended to me a book called A Course of Love by Marie Perron, and that's a follow-on. She channeled Jesus through 1998-2001, and she produced her book herself. She self-published, but finally in 2014, she published it properly. It's available on Amazon, and if you go there, you will find rave reviews for it. It is a lot easier to digest, and it's a follow-on. It's very, very good. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Oh, that's great. And I have heard of that. It's A Course in Love, is that it?
A Course of Love.
A Course of Love. I'm
that's
writing
right.
this down. And she, in her name, the author?
Marie, M-A-R-I, Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N.
Okay. I would love
and that's
to have
also available as an ebook on Kindle and so on. So if you're not into reading big books, which I am, you know, the modern people like these little ones you can put in your pocket. I can't even read them.
Yes. No, I definitely, I would love to have her on the show, and I would
love to read the book.
Yes,
yeah.
That would be wonderful. Now, John, since I have you, please tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. I know we had a show, but I believe probably every show I have a different set of listeners. So who's ever listening, mm-hmm. plus this is a podcast, so they can listen at any time, please share with our listeners, John, your story.
Okay, I'd love to do that. I was brought up Roman Catholic and bought into all the hell and damnation and sin and horror of that. And eventually I broke free and started reading channeled books. The first one I came across was The Seth Material by a lovely medium called Jane Roberts. And
mm-hmm.
I was just blown away. So I got all of her books and then began to read other channeled books. And eventually in the mid-90s, 1995, I thought, wouldn't it be lovely to have my own guide, my spiritual guide? So I sat down one evening with pen in hand and a notebook ready, and I said, please, dear God, if there is somebody up there in the spiritual realms of high honesty and high integrity who would like to come through, please do so. And almost immediately I got a response from a guide who I've been channeling ever since, called Saul, and he has come up with some wise and wonderful messages over the years. And mostly I kept them to myself for 10 or 15 years, and then finally in 2009 somebody said to me, John, you really should share that. So I started a blog, and so I've been posting Saul's messages regularly since 2009. And then in 2011, rather to my surprise, I got an intuitive nudge that Jesus wanted to come through. And I thought, hey, give me a break. This is my ego. This is, you know, nonsense. Why would Jesus want to come through me? We have A Course in Miracles already. We have the Gospels. We have all sorts of stuff. But the nudge kept coming. And finally, I sat down and said, okay, Jesus, if you want to come through. And boom, through he came. So round about 2011, I also started posting messages from Jesus on my blog, and they've been ongoing ever since. And every time I reread one, I'm kind of blown away by the wisdom and the love that just exudes from them. There is an energy field when you read them that is quite mind-blowing. I forget what I've written as soon as I've finished. It's amazing. It's, you know, and I reread one, I think, wow, did Jesus come through and say that? So it's kind of wonderful.
Yes, it is. Well, your blog is amazing. I happened to find your blog through YouTube, and you do not have your own YouTube channel, but
that's correct.
Yes, your messages from Saul and Jesus are all over YouTube, and I came across one of I think it was a message from Saul. And
right. When
I came across that message on YouTube, the title of the message is You Are Love,
right.
Meaning L-O-V-E, not loved, but love. We, the essence of who we are is love.
Right.
That's who we
Absolutely.
Are at our core. And I listened to that message over and over and over. I said, I love this message. Then from that YouTube, I said, let me click on the original. And I went to the original, and the thing is, I loved hearing on your page, on your blog, you read it, and you have it written, and you have it in audio. And hearing you read it, because when I first heard it, it wasn't you reading it. But when I heard you read it, I love your English accent. Just love it. It was so much better just hearing you read it. And so I was addicted to your blog ever since, and I've even taken some of your audio and turned them into YouTube and placed them on Awake to Oneness video YouTube channel, because the messages are so loving and they're so inspirational. I just love listening to the messages that you channel from Saul and from Jesus.
Well, thank you, Caroline.
Yes, and Jesus he's coming through a lot. I think almost every channel I've had on the show also channels Jesus. I mean, many, many, many. He's coming through many channels, which is amazing,
exactly.
Which is wonderful. which is wonderful.
I think that indicates that we are in an age of great change, and he is reaching out to anybody who will sit mm-hmm. down quietly and say, hey, Jesus, I'm here. Give me a message to share. And boom, he is there for anyone.
Yes.
If you can just
yes.
quiet your mind a little bit and let him talk.
This is
and of
true.
Course, I
this
say
is...
talk, but for me, it's just words come into my mind. You know, I get
mm-hmm.
three or four, I write them down, and as I finish, the next three or four come through until we've finished.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people actually hear a voice, I think. It depends who you are. You know, Helen
mm-hmm.
Schuckman, who did a course in miracles, I think actually heard his voice in her head
oh.
and wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I think like you said, I think with each channel, it's different. You know, they receive the messages differently.
Exactly.
And that's the way it's supposed to be, because we are
well,
unique.
Of course.
We're unique
yeah.
instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to hear the message slightly differently worded or at a different
mm-hmm.
level for wherever we've got to, yeah. And this is
exactly.
why he is coming through so many people, because so many of us need help. I mean, I need
mm-hmm.
help, you need help, we all need help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These messages are just so uplifting, especially with the apparent chaos in the world at the moment.
Yes, very true. And that's the key word, apparent. It's not
yes.
as we see. It's not as it seems what we see, because so much is happening in the that what we can't see. So much is happening in the higher realms. So much is happening right now that we can't see, that we have to just know in our heart that things are moving in the right direction. And I know from all the channel messages that I read a lot of channel material, I listen to a lot of channel messages, and they're all saying the same thing, that we are definitely, we've crossed the threshold. We're definitely on our way to a new way, a new paradigm, a new heaven on earth. You know, we're moving in that direction. So we have to, regardless of what the mainstream news media is, you know, bombarding us with daily, because it's like that's what they want to do, is make us think negative and feel fearful. Because I write blogs every now and then when I'm inspired. And
good
one of
for
the
you.
Blogs.
That's great.
One of the blogs I wrote recently was fear is how we give our power away. We are so powerful, and the only way we give our power over to the powers that be, as they call it, is when we are afraid. When we understand who we are, there's nothing to fear, and when we just walk in our truth, which is love.
Yeah.
You know, it's that fear just dissolves and melts away. So
yeah, we have to let go of our sense of inadequacy, our low
mm-hmm.
self-esteem, our sense of worthlessness. Most of us grow up with that to a certain extent. It's part of growing
mm-hmm.
up. And we need to ditch that because it's invalid.
Mm-hmm.
We
yes.
have to go with our heart and do what we want to do. We don't have to be accountants because our teachers and our parents told us that's what we'd be good at. We should go with what our heart tells us we want to do.
Exactly.
And I think more and more people are doing that today, and that is why the change is occurring. We're finally waking up.
This is true. This is so true. This is amazing. But and I keep meeting, like I said, more and more people are contacting me. I get emails every day now about just telling me about new authors or new speakers that understand the truth of oneness. So I
right.
feel like I'll never run out of guests, you know.
Indeed,
I'll always have
yes.
a list of guests for the show, and it's just such a wonderful blessing to be able to conversate weekly with all these, well, actually twice a week, because I conversate on this show with others that are awakened to the truth of oneness, and also on Awakening Together Radio on Mondays. So twice
right.
a week I get to conversate with people who are awakened to oneness. And it is important to stress the living in oneness. Because a lot of people would say, yeah, that sounds good, love, you know, do unto others, all of that sounds good. But if we're not living it moment by moment, and the only way we can show others is to be an example, because words
That's
are
right.
meaningless. Yeah.
Yep.
Words are meaningless if we're not showing it.
Yes, Course in Miracles says that. It says we are all teachers, and what we believe is what we teach.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in a big ego, that's what you come over with, and you become a politician, perhaps. And if you can let go of your ego and teach love just by being loving, treating people well with respect and with honor, that's what people learn from you. And, of course, when you do that, you tend to meet people who are on the same path.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you go out there ego-driven and competitive, you will meet ego-driven competitors, and you'll end up in conflict all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, of course, enjoy that. It's part of the illusion, and they're not perhaps aware enough to realize that there is a better way.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. And there's the things for me, awakening to oneness, the things for me, what has helped me with is not being judgmental of anyone.
Right.
No, understanding that person is another aspect of me. So if I judge that person, I'm judging myself. So
right.
It takes all of judgment away. And it helped me to understand that truly that love is the answer. Love is the key. Not only is it the answer and the key, it's everything. Because God is love. The Bible does say that. God is love. And love is everything. And so those are those two things, not being judgmental and just approaching every situation from a loving, whatever happens, okay. You know, sometimes things happen and you can get, heated in the moment. Like if someone
is
driving and someone cuts you off or something and you get heated in the moment, then when you step back a second, it's like, wait a second. Okay, that's just, that person that cut me off is just another me.
Exactly,
You never know what's going on. Maybe they're rushing to get to the hospital. Maybe, you don't know why you can't judge, why they did what they did. And all you can do is bless them and say, please, hopefully they arrive to where they're going safely. And just in that moment, in that now moment where you choose love over judgment, over anger and love over fear, just in that now moment is your, I think A Course in Miracles calls it, is it the holy instant? Is that what the Course in, okay.
Yes.
See, I've listened to many teachers of A Course in Miracles, even though I haven't read it, and I think that's what they call the holy instant, is when you decide in that moment, you choose love over fear, or love over anger, love over hate. When you choose love in that now moment, and that's when all your power lies, is in that now moment.
Right. I sent you an email about 2 hours ago. Excuse me.
I can open it. I've got Holy Instant. Yes.
There you go.
With David Hoffmeister.
Yes.
Yes, you did. I'm looking right at it.
It runs about 10 or 12 minutes. It's very interesting. I was very impressed, which is why I sent it to you, because, of course, you interviewed him recently.
Yes, I have. Yes, and actually I'm going to have another well-known Course in Miracles teacher, Gary Renard, is going to be.
Oh, right,
and I sent you a link of his show.
I'm looking forward to that,
Yes, he's going to be my guest in August. Yes,
Marvelous.
First week of
August,
yes. So I don't have words to even, because my life has changed so much since I've decided to follow spirit. I'm meeting all these wonderful people like yourself and, Dave Dove Fishman, my co-host. I'm meeting so many wonderful people that understand the truth of oneness and are living it. day by day.
You're going out with love in your heart. You're sharing it. You're intending to share it. And you're meeting like-minded souls. That's how it's supposed to work. And we're changing the world by doing that. You especially mm-hmm. with your radio program. It's great.
Well, thank you. And I think so many, but we're all filling our piece. I like to,
yeah.
I always say we are like jigsaw pieces. And
right.
each piece is uniquely shaped and can only, so our piece, my piece, I can only fill. Your piece,
right.
you can only fill. No one can fill our spot. You know, it's like we all have these gifts that we're born with. And,
right,
and
I think the jigsaw puzzle is a brilliant analogy because unless
mm-hmm.
you have all the pieces, you never finish
mm-hmm.
the jigsaw. Every
exactly.
one of us is essential, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. That is so true. And it's so true for others to realize how important they are because they're
right.
just as important as the Pope or the Dalai
right.
Lama. You know, we're all
or Mr.
equally.
Trump.
Yes, yes. We're definitely equally as important as Mr. Trump. Yes. But yes, we all have that piece of the puzzle. So it doesn't matter what your education is or what your finances are or what your background is. You're just as important to your piece. Only you can fill. So when you go
exactly.
within and find that aspect of you, and be you, you know, not to be afraid to be you. And
right.
come forth with love. You know, it's all about just, you know, coming to the table with love and understanding.
Right. And when you do that and accept others, it frees them to do the same. And that's how it all spreads and spreads and spreads.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. Yes. Yes. This is so true. And when I woke up to the truth of oneness in 2007, it just seemed so simple. And I'm like, why doesn't the world understand this? You know, it's like, it's so obvious. It's so obvious that everything is connected, that we're all connected and a part of each other. And I said, you know, the world has to awaken to this truth. I believe the truth of oneness is kind of like when mankind hundreds of years ago thought that the world was flat. And,
right.
you know, if you travel too far, you're going to fall off the edge. You know,
right.
And that's
you'd need a parachute, yeah.
Yeah, mankind really believed that at one time, you know.
That's right.
And if someone had come around in those days and said, no, I think the world is round, you're not going to fall off the edge, they would think that person is crazy, you know.
Right.
So I believe that the truth of oneness will be known to everyone on the planet. I mean, a known fact. Just like we know that the world is round, we're going
right.
to know that we're all one. You know, it's going to be a known fact. So we're just kind of on the leading edge of the wave of that knowledge. Because
absolutely.
It's going to be with so many in all aspects of life. You have doctors. I had Dr. Larry Dossey on the show. You have scientists like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dean Radin. I
right.
always say his name wrong. And so scientists, you have journalists like Glenn McTaggart. You have so in all aspects of life, they're saying the same thing. We're all connected. We're all one. So
we're waking up.
We are. One by one, slowly but surely, we are
faster
all waking
than
up.
Faster than that, I think. In fact, I think
yes.
we're waking up very fast.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Just like, okay, look at the internet and look at this show. 10
exactly.
years ago, we wouldn't have a show like this. that is worldwide, you know, that
right.
anyone
right.
that with a computer can listen to the show. The internet connects us. I have guests from Australia, from the UK. Last week's guest was from Switzerland. You know, I have guests from all over the world on my show, and I do it from my home office. So just you know, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have had that. So
that's
yeah.
right.
So
and
much.
What are we going to be able to do in another 10 years? It's just kind of mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. So true. That is so true. That we have the world at our fingertips, and we can communicate.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons, because I really, my awakening, when I was inspired by the DVD, What the Bleep, but then I got online and YouTube every day. I was just Googling things and finding new teachers and just so much you can learn on YouTube. And just, you know, what read. Some people ask me, well, because I've had people say to me, do you believe everything you read or do you believe everything you see? I'm like, no. Trust me, I've had people say that to me. And I
right.
say, no, this is how I discern what I believe. Is it a message of love?
Right.
Is it a message of peace? You know, that's how I discern what I listen to, because there is a lot on YouTube. But what I listen to, if it doesn't resonate with love and peace and oneness, I don't listen to it. It's not resonating with me. It's not on my vibration. And science has said this. Everything is vibration. You know,
yeah,
what,
absolutely.
So it just has to. So that's what my answers to those people. Because when I speak about quantum physics, sometimes I'm really very interested in quantum physics and the multiverse
right.
theories and time. All of the work that even Einstein discovered about time being an illusion. You know, all
right.
these things fascinate me. And let's see, Einstein was around 80 years ago, you know, so this science is new, but not all that new. And
right.
when my
it takes a long time to trickle down to the masses.
Yes.
Because initially yes. it seems so complex, and the guys who discover it and understand it can't explain it in simple words of three syllables or less for people like us.
Right.
And then later generations come along and start to explain it, and then it all begins to fall into place and make sense for us, which is
mm-hmm.
wonderful, really, isn't it?
This is true. This is true. But the one thing only one thing I can remember from elementary school, and that is when we were studying molecules, and my seventh grade science teacher said, nothing is truly solid. He said, the chairs you're sitting on are not solid. The desk in front of you is not solid. I mean, that, when he said that, I mean, because he was speaking truth. He was
yeah.
kind of telling us, giving us a hint that the world is an illusion. It's not real. Because
right.
when you look at anything through a microscope, it's moving molecules. It's nothing
That's
is
right.
solid. You know?
It's one
so
vast
it's,
energy field, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically are sort of like frozen fields of energy. But we're not totally frozen because the energy keeps passing through us but leaving a form there that is us.
Yes.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes, 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 yes. And there's so much evidence to the fact that our thought is what creates the form. So
right.
we literally are creating the form. And
yep.
When we understand that we are in control of what we are, the physical world is just a reflection of our inner spirit is the projecting
That's right.
out
yeah.
on this huge canvas, this whole play, this whole movie. I like to think of it more of as a movie.
Right. But it must be an illusion because we
yeah.
all see it differently. If we all
yeah.
saw it the same, we would get on famously with each other. And we wouldn't be criticizing and judging. But we all see it differently. So you're wrong because my view's right. And, you know, it's insane.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So so many, there's been so much research that to show that this outer world is just an illusion of our thoughts, and that our thoughts create what we see, what we perceive, what we experience. It comes from our own thinking. So once we change our thoughts, we change our reality. Once we change how we approach life from do we approach life from a place of fear, or do we approach it with a place of love? And as soon as we make that change, everything we experience will change.
That's right.
It's so true. And I hear the same thing. I listen to so many different speakers and read, but more so listen to him on YouTube. I love YouTube.
YouTube's great because it has this great algorithm, and it watches what you watch and then offers you suggestions in line with what you've been already watching.
Exactly. And it's like every week I discover new speakers, new authors. And the great thing is I hear them all saying the same thing from their perspective. They might be using different words, different, you know, terminology, but they're saying the same thing. I can see that other people will see two speakers saying the exact same thing but using different words and think they're saying something different. But they're not.
Right.
I can listen. So for me, I listen to maybe every other week I'm listening to somebody new, because I just like to hear the truth. Truth is truth, which my co-host Dove Fishman loves to say. Truth is truth.
Yeah.
And I love hearing the truth differently, but I still hear the essence of the truth, which the essence of the truth is love.
Right. And this is great because you are so open to the different points of view. You, as you say, you hear the love in each story, whereas so many of us fix on the words and think, what is he talking about? He's wrong or she's wrong. Instead of hearing the big picture and saying, oh, that's an interesting perspective and that. And then you bring them together and see that they're not so different. Yeah.
Exactly. Two people can be having an argument, and they're saying the exact same thing, but differently.
Right.
And they don't
realize it.
Exactly. They're arguing about the terminology instead of just understanding that, hey, you guys are really saying the same thing, just in your own unique way. You know, because we are. That's the thing. It's the spice of life. Our uniqueness.
Right. Yeah. We're all creative, incredibly creative beings. And if we just watch what each of us did and allowed ourselves to be ourselves, I mean, it's mind blowing what we could achieve.
Mm-hmm. This is true. That's true. And then also that also goes back to the non-judgment when we see others carrying on the way they're carrying on. Maybe it might be not something we would do or how we would do it, but we remembering that every one of us, each one of us is a divine spark of God. You know, whether they know it or not, you know it. You know they are a divine spark of God. So you have to honor them and who they are. And also remember, so it's two things, honoring who they are as divine, but also remembering that you created it. You're creating this experience that you are having with them. You actually are the ultimate creator of that experience. You wrote the script for them. So I love that. It's like, okay, what you just did, I wrote that script. I'm not sure why I wrote that script, but I wrote the script. Yes.
And then the idea hits you. Oh, that's why. And the lesson is learned. Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lesson to learn. Exactly. Because every challenge, I'm glad you brought that up, John. That's so true. Everything that we feel is a challenge, a difficulty. Every one of them, every challenge is a blessing in disguise, because it's, we created that challenge to help us remember who we are, to shake us awake. Yes. So every challenge is a blessing, because it's there, that challenge is there to help us remember who we really are.
Right. At the time, it might not seem very pleasant, but when you look back on it afterwards, you think, oh, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was, and wow, did I learn a lot. Yeah.
So true. That's why I said, you know what, I said for tonight's show, since it's, now I've run into difficulty because some of my shows are pre-recorded. And
That makes it easier, I guess.
Right. When they're pre-recorded and I run into technical difficulties, I just don't, you know, I don't pre-record nothing. But this is live. This one was a live show. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just go with the flow. And look, you called and I got to have a wonderful conversation with you live on air, which is amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And I did, I also wanted to share with the listeners my experience over the last 18 months, because so many amazing things just in following spirit has opened up for me. And I don't know what the next 18 months are going to hold, but I'm just
Or even the next
day. By day. True. This is, or the next moment.
But by sharing it, you encourage others to have faith that things will turn out if they allow,
Exactly. Yeah, just listen to your heart. Yes, silence that mind, quiet that mind, and listen to your heart.
That's the difficult thing for so many of us, to quieten that mind. Oh, I wouldn't do that if you don't pay the bill, if going on in the back, and somehow you do have to quieten that. And the more you quieten it, the more peaceful you find yourself.
Right, and then solutions will come. See, now, solutions... Spirit is always, actually, Spirit's always giving you the answer to whatever problem you might have. Spirit is always trying to give you that answer. But you can't hear Spirit if your mind is racing and chattering. And if you quiet that mind, you can hear Spirit give you the answer to exactly what you're, you'll be like quiet and like, Spirit just gives you the answer. Oh, okay, this is what I can do. You know, So that's what inspiration means. Inspiration means in spirit. And when you're in spirit, the answer will come. Yes.
Yeah.
So true. This is so true. Yes. That is. But and I say to everybody, for me, it's like just being at the lake. I mean, and I don't care how busy I am, because now I have my show, I have humanities team, I have the other show that I'm on. So I've got two shows and teaching piano. And I've got so many, I wear four different hats. So there's always, there's always.
Do you get time to sleep?
Sometimes I don't. But I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, but then I went back to bed at, I was up at 4 and then went back to bed at 6:30 and took a little nap till about 8:30.
Good.
But,
good.
But no matter how busy I am, though, because, everything I do, I believe is very important. But nothing's more important than being at peace. So I never rush myself. I never let myself feel rushed or any of that. Matter of fact, I have my grandson with me, and the other day we were rushing. We were rushing out the door, and I locked us out. Locked us out the house. As soon as I closed the door, the keys, where are they? Inside. So I was like, okay. I normally don't rush, but I was rushing that moment because I was like, oh, I got to get back here for a piano lesson. I wanted to make a quick run, and I'm like, happened. I was like, okay, see, that's what happens when you rush. I'm telling myself.
Right, yeah.
You know, when I rush, you know, so I try never to rush. But, you know, no matter how much work is in front of me, because what I'm doing, it's not even work. It's my passion. But if I feel like I need, it's a beautiful day, and I feel like I need to go to the lake, I'll go to the lake and I'll meditate. And then I'll come back more refreshed, you know, I'll have more inspiration, more energy, and it all gets done. You know, it all gets
done. Well, that's spirit guiding you and you responding appropriately, yeah.
Yes, yes. It all gets, everything gets done and everything happens in perfect timing. So even though Susan wasn't able to make it tonight, it's all good, you know.
Well, yeah, we had a great chat.
It definitely, yes. Thank you so much. And look there, the hour is already gone.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It flashes by. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, John. It's always so wonderful. You know, I love your accent.
I can't help that. I was born with it. It's not my fault.
I love it.
I'm glad you enjoy it. That's great.
Yes.
I enjoyed very much chatting with you this evening. It was a great opportunity that Susan didn't come through and you and I were able to chat. I feel greatly honored to have been able to talk to you this evening. So thank you.
It is my honor. Thank you so much. So I'm hoping, and I believe, I know that this chat that we have, that we're sharing live with listeners all over the world, will inspire someone. You know, inspire someone to just look within. It's all about just looking within and following your heart and your soul's inspiration.
If it inspires one person, it is infinitely valuable.
Exactly. I always say that. I believe that. You know, if I can inspire one person with each show I've done, so today is the 44th show. So if I inspired 44 people. It's all worth it.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to say have a good night. So how is the weather there? It's been raining off and on all day here in the Poconos. I know you're in Vermont.
Yeah, it's a bit cloudy here, and I keep thinking it's going to rain, but so far it hasn't. But we could do with a little rain. We've had such a fabulous summer so far, and the plants all need it. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, it has rained. We've had a couple of showers go by. We've had like two or three showers go by. And then the sun will come out for a minute.
Right.
So maybe that rain
is nice and warm anyhow.
Yes. Maybe that rain is heading up to you. Because I think it probably is moving north. So you might get that rain. Yes.
Right. What's left over after it's dumped most of its stuff on you?
Yes. Well, I am going to let you go.
Great.
You have a fabulous weekend, and you know we will be in touch.
Absolutely, you take care, too. Love to you.
Love to you. Thank you so much. Have a great
day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.